I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for the local take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And I am so excited because we are here once again with dancer, producer, theatrical legend extraordinaire, Mr. Step Stewart. Step, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Kiplin. It's a pleasure.
I am always happy to have you and always happy to talk about A Soulful Christmas, which will be coming to Porter Sanford at the end of November, right after
That is correct, right after Thanksgiving. Yes. So plan to get ready to come out and enjoy Christmas holiday, because Christmas is here, everyone. It's actually here. We don't think about it until it sneaks up on us, you know, but it's great. Right after Thanksgiving, we will open on November 26th in the morning. Our morning shows are primarily for seniors as well as students. And which we're doing very well with filling those up, because we're sold out in the mornings all the way up until Friday, which is beautiful. We are we still have tickets available for Friday afternoon. We have a 2 p.m. show, and then we have a Friday night, which is our official opening night, the 30th of November. So that Friday night, we still have seats available, as well as their Saturday matinee at 12 noon.
Because I went to look for tickets and I saw all of the shows that are sold out.
Amen.
So listeners, this is a family treat, and it is a family treat specifically for our community.
Absolutely.
And I know, you know, as Step said, Christmas is here. We're hearing the Black Friday commercials. We're hearing, you know, Christmas carols on the radio and all of that kind of good stuff. But for me, Christmas is here with A Soulful Christmas, because it's not the Nutcracker. It's not the Christmas Carol.
Correct.
But this is a show that gives us, our community, all of our wonderful holiday songs in one place.
That is correct. It is a musical journey back in time. It's like you put the coin in the jukebox, and everything that we, for those of you who don't know what jukeboxes are, anyway, it's like an old record player, or maybe I should go back to tape player or 8-track, all of those things. We hit your era, we hit your decade with this particular show. It's got a beautiful story of two children, Destiny and Julius, who get a journey back in time as they play with a magic watch, which they're not supposed to be playing with, and it sends them back in time to the first stop is Christmas Eve at the Cotton Club. Second stop, we are in the 1950s, and it's Christmas Eve, and they see Frankie Lyman doing Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Eartha Kitt doing Santa Baby, and Mahalia, of course, singing Go Tell It on the Mountain. Land in the 60s, where you see the Temptations doing Silent Night, and then you go even further than that, you go forward, and we see, we land on the set of Soul Train in 1970s, where the emotions are singing, What Do the Lonely Do at Christmas? Donny Hathaway is doing This Christmas. The Jackson 5 are doing Santa Claus is Coming to Town and Give Love on Christmas Day. Look at you getting so excited.
Because, again, it is like the one-stop shop. When you mentioned Donny Hathaway, This Christmas, I mean, that song just brings back not only memories, but so many, you know, sensations of being with your family, you know, as you're cooking Christmas dinner.
I'm not having to say anything. I mean, you're telling me exactly the feelings that when I wrote this show, this is what I had in mind. The smells of Christmas. My mother used to always have her, most of all, the Black family didn't grow up with nutcrackers, okay? It's a German story. So we grew up with these actual things that with your nuts, or a bowl of nuts on the table. With the oranges and that hard candy, that grandma type candy that nobody likes.
Those little ribbon
candy. Swirl
candies.
Ribbon candy that you ate only if in an emergency. And maybe the turtles, you know, those candy turtles that came in there. And then my mother would start to cook in the kitchen with my sisters and my dad. They would all cook. And I would even get off the bus and I'd come in the house and I'd say, oh, I can smell dinner. She said, boy, we didn't put nothing in the oven yet.
But it was that time. And you knew it was coming.
Yes. And we would get off the bus and the Spiegel catalog was there. And we could pick out one big gift. We got to circle it. And we took our time. And I tell you, that poor Spiegel catalog was a mess after 9 kids went through it. But it was wonderful. And we got to pick out something. And then we would pray that Santa would bring it under the tree. And that would just be the beginning of Christmas. But music started it all off for us. And whatever was playing on the record player, people, the record player, it was awesome to hear those songs. And even with even the Carpenters, because music then was just all pop. There was no black radio stations. It was just pop radio. So everything was on it. So we, from Bing Crosby to the Carpenters to the Supremes, all of that was there, and it was just beautiful. But it was Christmas for us, and even television.
And what you have done with A Soulful Christmas is bring it all together in this one wonderful storyline with young kids, as you said, and time travel.
Yes.
With their grandparents on Christmas Eve.
That's right. It's actually their great-grandparents. I had to actually, when I was writing this, in order for it to be chronologically right, I had to make them great-grandparents. Yes, to make them be at the Cotton Club in 1942. And I think the audience is surprised when they see that they're swept into a decade that they didn't know that they would enjoy. When kids come and they see these dancing waiters dancing a Jim Jam Jump and Jive, and they've never heard of a Jim Jam Jump and Jive, you know, a Cab Calloway song. So where I love bringing those real theatrical elements into a show like this. It's different from those other shows that are out there that are African American Christmas shows. This one actually speaks to the music that we grew up with. It's not all gospel at all. And no, this is, we're talking Jackson 5, we're talking Donny Hathaway, we're talking the Emotions, all that stuff that you can't wait to play at Christmas, that ooh, that's my song, get up off the floor, this is it. Even at Christmas, we have those Christmas songs we can't help to dance to.
Again, that Jackson 5 album, you just put it on and play it Christmas Day.
That Christmas Day, because everyone is going to take you back, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, all of that stuff, and they're songs that just make you weep. They just make you weep because it takes you back to a time when everything was pure and there was no drama, there was no angst in the world. It was just good because you were a kid.
It was wonderful. And A Soulful Christmas brings it all home. And again, it's going to be at Porter Sanford from November 30th through December 2nd.
Yes, those are the available shows that are left. November 30th. Through December 2nd. So it's the weekend. So the weekend shows. So it's not the weekend of Thanksgiving, that weekend following Thanksgiving. So make your plans. The theater is already there. When you drive up to Porter Sanford Performing Arts Center, I've got all the windows wrapped with this beautiful images from the show that we do every year. And we have it professionally done. And it's just something to see in itself, just to walk up to the theater and see that.
So if you've never attended, make this year the year to go. And if you have attended, like I've attended, I'm ready to come back.
Yes.
Because it is the thing that kicks off my holiday celebration.
Thank you. Yes. And that was the plan for the show, is to actually kick off the holidays for a lot of families, for a lot of people. Even if you're an individual, if you're new in town, oh my gosh, if you're new in town, this is where you should come to start your holiday season, because you will feel great. I had a young lady come up to me yesterday. She was just coming to ask about the theater. She said she had just graduated from college, and her mom, she was sitting around, didn't have anything, and she had a communications major, probably like yourself. And she said, well, my mom said I'd been procrastinating, and I knew I'd been procrastinating, so I decided to come down here and see what this theater was all about that I was living down the street from, this beautiful 500-seat theater, and I didn't even know it was here. And my mom said to go, and she came down, and she met me in the lobby. The receptionist said, you should meet that guy right there. That's Steph Stewart. He produces the musicals here. And she came up to me, and actually, I said, you need to volunteer. You need to get your feet wet. You need to see what you can do. And I told her, I said, you're probably that person who is so creative that you feel like the rest of the world doesn't get you. Like you know?
And like she started, a lot of creative.
Yeah, and she started to weep right there. And I said, okay, I will see you tomorrow at rehearsal. You're going to be one of my assistants tomorrow, you know, as for the course of this particular show. And so she'll be, I hope to see her there tonight. She better be on time, because that's part of show business. So that's really exciting. So hope this show is bringing people together in so many ways, families who didn't think they would enjoy an outing together. They have something to discuss, because I promise you people, your favorite Christmas song is in this show.
Your favorite Christmas song is definitely in this show. And as we approach the end of the year and the year collapsing, if you're not able to do Soulful Christmas, and God, I hope that you are, you do have something coming up in February.
For Black History Month, the entire month of, I have two shows, one show at two different locations. It is called The Cotton Club Review. This is actually my first spinoff of a musical. So basically, it was comes out of the Cotton Club section in A Soulful Christmas, and I decided to build on that and have an entire show, because it's such a great section in A Soulful Christmas. I'm going to have an entire show, which I'm going to star in, at Port of Tampa Performing Arts Center, starting in February, I believe it's the 5th through the 8th of February, and then we move to the new Marietta Theater in the Square, and then we open there on Valentine's Day. So we do the next 2 weekends there. So I'm really excited to work with those people over there as well. And it's a beautiful space, and it's a great place to go out and do stuff, you know. But I'm in the show, everything Cotton Club, everything 40s and 30s, and great costumes and tap dancing and jazz and jazz and more jazz.
And one of the things that I learned from you about the Cotton Club review is that the dancers at the Cotton Club were the inspiration for the
Rockettes. Yes, they were called the Rockettes. And then I guess someone came to visit the Rockettes up at the Cotton Club like people used to do. The downtown people used to come uptown, and they decided to borrow the name and bring it downtown and call them the Rockettes. And so, but never fear, we have the Chocolates, which are the soul version of the Rockettes at A Soulful Christmas. So if you've never seen the show, or if you have seen the show, you know what I'm talking about. The beautiful dancing girls in the Santa-type costumes.
That can do those
high kicks with a little bit more lip and a little bit more hip. Those are the Chocolates. So I'm really excited to have them, of course. We wouldn't be A Soulful Christmas without them.
And this Cotton Club review, it is a way, again, for our people to learn some of the history.
Absolutely. So this Cotton Club review is great for schools. If you've got a school group that you would like to bring, this is perfect. Perfect. It's a good way to get that history in there without beating them over the head with, okay, slavery and this and who created this, who invented that. That's all important. Trust me. However, the music that we live by now is a part of history. It came from somewhere. And the Cotton Club was really the source of a lot of the New York, as you know, was a hub, and Harlem and the style. So you're not only getting fashion, you're getting music, you're getting a lifestyle when you come to see the Cotton Club musical, the Cotton Club Review.
And this is a cultural history, entertainment history, and these dancers and performers at the Cotton Club are the base for what we see today. If it wasn't for the Rockettes, there would be no Beyonce.
And there'd be no Beyonce, absolutely. There would be no Diana Ross. There would be all of those. The people who paved the way, it's just like when you go out to vote, we have to vote because the people died for that. People before us died for that. And just like these people had to eat in the kitchen, but yet perform in front of people who had hundreds and thousands of dollars, but they couldn't go in through the same doorway that they would come in, but they would have to get on stage and perform, even though they loved performing, but they weren't treated well, but they did it with a smile, and they kept doing it so that we could do it today.
So, Stuart, you are taking over musical theater here in Atlanta. You know, you've got November, December, now we've got Black History Month. Share with our listeners how they can reach out to you, because you've got summer programs, you've got kids programs.
Thank you.
How can our listeners connect with the Step Stuart phenomenon?
Well, go to thestepstuart.com. That's put a the, and step is with two P's. The extra P is for personality. And so STEPPSTEWART, just like I always tell people, Stuart like Martha. So that's kind of easy to remember. Step Stuart, and thestepstuart.com, or go to my Facebook. There's a couple of pages out there, Step Stuart, but they're all connected through me. And just go to Step Stuart Facebook page and leave us a message, or we'll always post when we are signing up for summer camp. We'll start in January, starting up for summer camp, which is called Camp Spotlight. And a lot of our wonderful, wonderful performers like the Boykin Girls and Adrian Walker and these Michael Battle, these wonderful kids who've come up through our summer camp. It's really, really great. And we have auditions every August at Greenbrier Mall.
For Soulful Christmas.
For Soulful Christmas, yes. So come, just send us a message. I'll audition you. I'll let you know if you're in. I'll let you know if you're out. whatever. But we're a professional group, and it's not like anything you've ever experienced unless you've been on the New York scene, perhaps. But we try to keep it as real as possible. Even though I love the kids, I have a soft spot for the kids. But they know once we get into rehearsal, we're working.
That is thestepstuart.com, two P's, and Stuart like Martha. Thank you so much, Step, for coming to share
with our
listeners.
Thank you, Kiplin. It's so nice to be here. It's not Christmas without you, and I have a pin for you. I have a Soulful Christmas pin for you.
Yay.
A button. It doesn't light up like mine, everybody. I have a light-up one But I brought her one that's kind of special as well. Let's see if I can pull it out here and ta-da.
Wonderful. And we also have a special offer today only. If you give me a call after this broadcast, we've got a VIP opportunity for Friday, November 30th. And you all can give me a call at 678-641-2143. And the first person to reach me after the broadcast will get a VIP opportunity to attend a Soulful Christmas opening night on Friday, November 30th.
And meet me.
Thank you.